Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team at a state tournament week. And as we often do with our teams, we wrap up our seasons before we send them off into the off season. And coach, another fun year above 500, fourth consecutive year in a regional final, battling in the very tough, difficult, as we saw Thursday in the state tournament, Little Hawkeye Conference with two potential state championship contenders. Your thoughts about how the girls battled through that, especially in a year where you had a lot of key injuries and you had a lot of adversity that you had to overcome?
Yeah, you know, overall, really happy with the season that we had. You know, of our 10 losses, I think 9 of them were to ranked opponents at the time. And, you know, 4 of them are in the state semifinals in either 3A or 4A. So just the competition that we play is extremely challenging. And, you know, for us, they're kind of in stretches at the same time, back-to-back games. And there were moments throughout the year that we competed with some of those top teams. I think back to our first game with Norwalk, you know, up 4 in the third quarter, and North Polk early in the year, we were, you know, had it within a couple points. And so just a lot of really positives to take from that season. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is how the girls continued to respond. And that's something that, you know, serves them well on the basketball floor as a team, but also for their future of how they're going to respond when different things happen to them. In our girls did that on a consistent basis when things were really challenging, and you know, we kept together and kept working through those, and our girls just did a great job of that. And you know, you want to win a ton of games, and that's always the goal, but there's also a lot of life lessons they can take too.
Well, and throw Des Moines Christian in the mix there too, a state semifinalist. You had a late lead on them in the fourth. And on top of all of that, that came at times where, and it happens sometimes in basketball, but this year in particular, felt like you were acutely hit by some of these injury bugs. A player like Katie Sheckel, who's one of the greatest athletes who's ever competed in our school, had her season cut short right about the halfway mark. You missed Cameron Long, one of your senior leaders, who's going to go play college basketball for a significant stretch during that home stretch where you actually ended up winning quite a few games in a row after some tough pitfalls. But again, some of these girls see that in other sports, some don't, but it felt like there was a lot learned and gained, but for some of these girls, despite missing some of the presence that Katie and Cameron have.
Yeah, you know, we definitely missed Katie and Cam throughout those stretches, but we've consistently been a team who's had quite a bit of depth, and we've had different girls step up in different capacities throughout the season, and that was no different this year. You know, I think of an Avery Parks who kind of had her role increased through that. We tried a couple different starting lineups, and she really took advantage of that. I think specifically kind of late in that stretch where we were winning a couple games, a huge game at PC for Avery, and you know, Bryn Paulson, Julia, they all had different moments that they were, you know, really contributing at a high level for us. And you know, you never want players to go down, but just it's fun to see how different players respond to those opportunities when they're given, and you know, they continue to develop as basketball players.
Here at Blaine Forsyth, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we recap the Pella girls basketball season, top 4 finish, Little Hawkeye Conference, and a regional final for a fourth consecutive year. And you know, through that piece, again, we see the best of the best of the state. And I thought the critical turning point of the season was it was losing at Des Moines Christian. You had a fairly sizable lead in the fourth quarter, kind of let that one get away from you. And then right after that, another tough loss in the conference. And it could have gone a couple different ways in terms of your season and finishing strong into the playoffs. And you rattled off 5 wins in a row. And I know that Cam was gone for a majority of that. That felt like a really pivotal gut check moment, and your girls responded well.
Yeah, they did respond well, Andrew. And again, that says a lot about them as basketball players and people. And those are the types of things that you never know how you're going to respond, especially down to senior leaders. But we had, you know, multiple people step up in different capacities throughout those stretches. And, you know, just really proud of where we got to and how we kind of got there. You know, I think the players did a good job of coming together on the court and making those things happen. And certainly as you look back, it's a lot more enjoyable when you had the response that we had versus the other way if we would have lost a couple of those close games. So just overall, really appreciate how the players battled through that and how our coaches continued to work through putting our players in spots to give them a chance.
when it felt like that Indianola win may have been your signature win, a team that was very, very good in the 5A rankings a couple different weeks, and one that really dominated you on your home floor. That felt like maybe the game that you put everything together in.
Yeah, you know, I think we, you know, that, like you said, that may have been the best game that we had played, and a moment when we hadn't been playing super well against zone, and we, I thought we executed well. And, you know, the first time when they beat us, they didn't have an all-conference player in Madison Grover, and, you know, just not a team we match up super well with, but our girls really battled and really got after it that game, and you know, I thought we were playing some really good basketball through that, and really just a great win for us, and a huge win for us, I think, when it came down to kind of our postseason pairings.
And then because you ended up getting the first round bye in the home game, and that got you to DCG. And let's bring up DCG. They're playing for a state title. We're recording this before the state championship on Saturday, but a really neat moment. And we'll talk about the whole senior class in a second, but a senior who's meant so much to this program beyond her contributions on the court, Lucy Deers. For those who don't know, if you haven't lived in Pella, you don't know who Lucy is, because she's just a bright sunlight in so many people's day. But the eventual potential state champions gave a moment to her that she doesn't get to have because it's varsity ball versus the years of JV making that shot. And I know that was, you know, on top of everything else that's happened this year, maybe the pinnacle of the season.
Yeah, you know, super excited for Lucy. She shows up every day for practice, comes to a lot of open gyms, and, you know, had a ton of opportunities throughout JV, those experiences. And, you know, Coach Jones has been just a great coach in our conference. I have a ton of respect for him and his program, the success they've had on the court, but also the things that they do off it as well. And, you know, we had the opportunity to kind of give one of their seniors an opportunity who had torn their ACL, and he's like, if we can ever return the favor, let us know. And I just felt like senior night, this is a great opportunity. And, you know, we chatted before the game if that opportunity presented itself, if he'd be willing to allow her to score, and it was an easy yes for him. So super appreciative of him, and, you know, a team that's competing at a high level, maybe added one extra turnover on their stat book too when Lucy got a steal. So, you know, can't thank them enough, and just super happy for Lucy and in that opportunity that she had to score a basket on senior night.
Well, and she and her fellow seniors have become close because of that. And it's a group, again, that includes some tremendous athletes from other sports, four in some cases. And I know some that battled some frustration with injuries and other things. But a senior group that I know that, will probably have a huge impact with their off-the-court presence, many of whom are still going to play, though, at the next level as well.
Yeah, you know, this senior class is really special, a group that I've had for four years. And only, you know, in my 5 years, this is only my second group that I've had for that amount of time, and you just grow to be really close to them as players, but also as people, and following their success in all their sports and through their academics and just the things that they're doing off the court. You know, and I think I could go through down the line of just the different adversities they faced and how they've responded to those. And, you know, Emerson really stepped up as a leader for us this year and took that on. And that's always a risk as a senior to be that leader and, you know, rallying 15 to 20 high school girls. And, you know, Cameron has been a all conference player for us and, you know, battled through a lot of injuries and adversity and just handled it really well. Mariah comes in from Newton, and just somebody who works extremely hard. You know, one that didn't get a ton of playing time, but never once had any complaints, just came to work every single day. You know, Katie battled through injuries for a number of years, really all 4 years that she was there. And, you know, just was a unique perspective for us as a leader, as a player, and just a high-level athlete for us, and really contributed in big ways throughout her 4 years in our program. And we talked about Lucy and just the impact that she's had, and then Evelie as well, just a great leader for us. And, you know, while her impact on the court wasn't maybe what she wanted, she was one who was a great leader for us, kind of on that bench energy, and being somebody who really contributed to her role at a really high level. So just really a special group. They mean a lot to me, and you know, really excited for what they'll do in their life, and in some of them in their next sport at Pella or that sport that they may be playing in college, and just looking forward to following their success throughout their life, and just know that they're going to do really good things for our community, but also for the communities that they're a part of in their future.
Here at Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we look back at the 25-26 winter season. And that takes us to the question we often talk about in this one, is the future. And that's always at Pella High School, I won't say complicated, but certainly a lot of these girls are going to go on and have great track and field seasons or soccer seasons or softball, defending softball champions in between, to volleyball and all the above. Full expectation, a lot of these girls will be back playing basketball again. And while we're missing certainly a lot of those seniors because of some of the injuries, a lot of opportunity to mature and grow for some players who maybe didn't expect that seasoning. A solid core coming back. The cupboard won't be bare and you won't be starting from ground zero.
Yeah, you know, like you said, we have a lot of girls coming back, and, you know, just looking at some of our statistics in a lot of the categories, 60 or more percent of our scoring and rebounding and things like that are coming back. And, you know, just being able to be able to build on the things that we're doing offensively and defensively, it allows you to, you know, make sure we go back to some of those fundamental pieces, but also starting to create a couple twists here and there to put our players into position to be successful. And, you know, some of the things that we do defensively take a lot of communication and a lot of pieces to put together, and not having to go back to that first square is hugely beneficial to us as they've learned to do that in practice, but also in a tough little Hawkeye conference. So we're looking forward to how our group of seniors will to respond to their leadership roles. We've had a group of seniors that have always kind of risen to that occasion, so we're excited for that. But also for some other underclassmen who maybe roles weren't as big, for them to kind of step into those positions as well. You know, I think that our program's in a good spot. We have the right people kind of on the bus, if you will, and just excited for what's to come. And, you know, you mentioned all the multi-sport athletes, and some of them are two-sport athletes, some of them are four. We encourage our athletes to be, you know, put themselves into spots where they have to compete. You're going to learn to compete in different roles in those sports, and that's extremely important for us. And know our players will do great in those scenarios and continue to put in time on the court. We have a lot of kind of, I would call them basketball junkies, that want to be in the gym. And I think they're itching to already get back in the gym and get some shots up and just really make sure that they're ready for the season.
Well, and it comes at a time where I know with the state, you know, participation and really across the country has gone down. This group is buck trends, and you know, you've got six seniors graduating, and you're still going to have a pretty full house, especially with the incoming freshmen. And I know we don't have that all here today, but regardless of what's happening with your games versus some of these Norwalks and DCGs and so on, girls want to play basketball here at Pella High School.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate. We were able to have three levels and just play a lot of games. You know, varsity played 23 games. I think JV, one of the JV teams played somewhere around 15 or 16, and the other one 14 or 15. So just a lot of basketball being played and a lot of opportunities for those players. And, you know, I think we had somewhere around 35 girls in the program this year, and I anticipate that number being pretty similar next year, kind of looking at the incoming eighth grade class. And, you know, you'll have some that will drop here or there, but just really excited for girls basketball and the opportunity that we can provide. And, you know, our kind of, you know, mission is to be champions on the court, in the community, in the classroom. And, you know, I think girls want to be a part of that and, you know, continue to hold them to those high standards and just create an opportunity that they get to build memories with friends doing something that they enjoy doing and competing each and every day.
We'll see how much fun we have next winter. That's Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate all your time from the chaos of media day during dome trips and all the above, all the way here to the final horn. Appreciate your time. Always lovely to talk to the girls, and I look forward to our next conversation about basketball.
Thanks, Andrew. And, you know, just appreciate all you guys do with KNIA, KRLS, and Trevor, and all the people that have contributed to the color. Just appreciate that support for our players and our program. And just, you know, getting them the recognition and the things that they deserve kind of in the media world that's ever growing. So appreciate all you guys do.